FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.
Welcome. You are listening to the Financial Survival Network. I'm Kerry Lutz, and the date is August 21st, 2016. As you know, we've been partnering with numerous mining companies. Now that the sector has made such a dramatic resurgence over the past several months, really since the beginning of the year, there's all sorts of opportunities in this sector that we've been bringing to your attention. And right now we've got a real interesting company that's come to our attention. I'm talking about a company by the name of Coronet Metals. We're really fortunate to have the president, CFO, and director with us. His name is Theo Vanderlinde. And Theo, welcome to the show. It's really great to have you on with us. And so Coronet is really an interesting company. You're basically dealing with a couple of projects in Nevada, and sounds like you're into something really exciting.
Hi, Kerry. Yeah, good afternoon. Pleasure to be on the show, and indeed. So before I, get into Nevada, why don't I just give you a quick, sure. 35,000-foot background on Coronet.
Yeah.
And then how we ended up in Nevada and why we're so excited about Nevada and our project there. So Coronet basically started in 2011, and Coronet raised just about $12 million at that time for a project that we were that we acquired in Peru. So that was done by a fellow by the name of Joel Dumash, former director and officer of Coronet. He was the founding, the founding member of Coronet. He and I got together. We just came off a very successful gold project in West Africa, and he got introduced to me and another fellow director, Steve Stein, to join Coronet and help to get that project off the ground. So that's how I got involved with Coronet. And long story short, we went into Peru, we raised the $12 million, and soon after we closed the deal, we ran into some significant community problems. So we basically looked around. We decided, whether we're going to move that forward, whether we want to have a community issue on our hands or a mine project. And, it became evident to us that, that we do want to, get a solid project behind us. We looked in Peru. We looked, all over the world for projects. And we finally came to the conclusion that, Nevada is the right place. We had a guy that was working close with us in Peru that helped us source that. We ended up acquiring the Whitecaps mining project, Whitecaps gold mining project, back in 2012. And we at that time, started, spending a lot of money on cleaning up some land title work that has been, that's been well needed. We're spending some money on the repermitting of the Whitecaps mill, and, yeah, so that's how we ended up in Nevada.
Yeah,
and so that's been since 2012. We've been busy with this project, the Whitecaps gold mining project, and which consists basically of two strategies. So the first strategy, that we look at there is the exploration upside. We are 13 miles south of the Round Mountain. Kinross's Round Mountain project, a multi-million ounce deposit there. And, this area has traditionally been very underexplored. So we're very excited about the possibilities. We're working closely with the neighboring mines surrounding us, including Kinross, to look at data, constantly looking at data to basically, the strategy is to go back into the old Whitecaps, the historic Whitecaps mine, to see what remains under there. The second part that we have at the property is the is the historic Whitecaps dumps and tailings that came out of the Whitecaps mine. We've done extensive work on that over the last few years to see what we have there in terms of grade, recovery, and obviously quantity. So based on survey results that we've done, there's about 250,000 to 300,000 tons of tailings at an average grade of, I would say, anything between 0.1 and some at the highest 0.2 ounces per ton.
Mm-hmm. So there's quite a bit of gold just sitting there that they basically tossed out. And like you said, it's a very historic area. I mean, there was a dredge there that they used to mine the gold back in the 30s, I guess, up to the up to World War II. Really interesting area, like you said, underexplored, and just a real interesting area that it could just be basically sitting there, just waiting to be reclaimed effectively.
Precisely. No, that's what makes us so eager to continue work there. We on the tailings itself, just so that I can give you an update, we are we're trying to get that into a proper resource. So what we've done is, we're comfortable on the grade. We want to do some more drilling to see if those grades are consistent, see what the grades are on the bottom of the pile. We want to also just firm up the quantity of the tails. We're busy with some very advanced stage metallurgy on the recoveries, which looks really promising, which hopefully we'll get out this week. And we'll have a little resource there to report as to, how much gold we really think there is. But, we're confident that there's, a substantial amount of gold that's just basically just sitting there. There's no mining needed. It's sitting on patented ground. So, the idea is to turn this into cash, into cash flow in short order.
Yeah, not a lot of major permitting issues because it's already been mined as well, right?
That's correct, Gary. It's all sitting on surface, so there's no mining needed. It's literally, taking the tails and reprocess that. If our metallurgy comes back as good as we've seen the preliminary results, it's not going to be a difficult process.
Yeah. So, it's not something you would necessarily be mining for those grades, but because they're just sitting there on the surface, makes it very feasible and profitable potentially to just go there, move that material, ship it out, and then do the metallurgy on it.
Exactly. And that's what we're going to try to, prove up in the next month, get a drill in there, prove it up, do some more sampling on the grades, deeper down, and then absolutely start processing the stuff in short order if it makes economic sense, which we believe it certainly does at today's gold prices. At the recoveries that we are seeing in the initial testing. We're very, very excited to, get this going, because that'll enable us to start looking at, at the next phase of our strategy, which is, the exploration on the historic Whitecaps mine, to get back into that.
Yeah, and you've done some test drills as well, correct?
Correct.
So, and those are recent, and yeah, so there's still plenty of gold to be found in that area.
We believe so, Gary. It is, as I said earlier, a very underexplored area traditionally, for various reasons, one of which it is being such a convoluted title, issues there, with who owns what, and then it got tied up over the years. We've made significant progress on our end, cleaning up some of the titles. We've got, 122 claims out there. And, you know, looking at more, you know, there's some great activity there. We've got some great neighbors, as I said earlier. And, yeah, so we're very excited about that area. And so are a lot of other people.
Yeah, well, sometimes those legal problems, they really take a very promising project off the market for a long period of time, and then it just sits, and then somebody comes along with a creative approach to settle those claims and effectively merge them into one project, and then the project can move ahead, and it can be very profitable, and, you know, nobody thought it could be done. You see that in a lot of different areas, and especially in mining, when you had a bunch of small claims and they just sat there for various reasons because nobody was able to just bring all the interested parties to the table and get them to talk and set aside their differences. But, you know, creative problem solving, that's what mining is often all about.
Precisely, and persistence. You know, we've acquired this project in 2012, and, you know, even through the downturn there, you know, we continue to work on it, continue to work on titles, you know, advancing the tailings project, we just stuck with it because we knew what we have there, and we were just not gonna, you know, let it go. So we hung on to this property, and we're very very positive about what this can be.
Yeah, well, history is definitely on your side. I mean, who would have thought a dredge, you know, dredge mining in Nevada? I mean, it was the one of the largest dredges in North America for its time, and, you know, now the project's coming back in. Hopefully it'll become productive again. It's really an incredible time to be involved in this, and we wish you the best of luck. So if you want to find out more, it's coronetmetals.com. That's the company's website. The symbol on the TSXV, Toronto Venture, is CRF. The OTC pink is CORMF, and I guess the Frankfurt number 2 CM. And hey, is there anything else you want to add, Theo, to what we've said?
Gary, I would just say this, you know, Coronet strategy, you know, I wouldn't, you know, I always stay away from calling something unique, but, you know, our strategy is simple. We like, you know, smaller projects that has, you know, relatively near-term cash flow potential, and, you know, bringing that online, that will enable you to go after, you know, some other property, some other opportunities that's out there, and there's a lot out there. I also want to add that we are currently looking at a project. We're doing some due diligence on it in North Carolina, the old Dixie Queen mine. Same approach, you know, very, you know, good indications of a good discovery down there. We're just busy doing final assay results on the work that we had done when we went down there for the due diligence. So hopefully, you know, we'll have something positive to announce on that, and which will play into Coronet strategy, near-term cash flow, and which will allow us to organically grow, not to be reliant on the markets, not to be too dilutive to our shareholders, and just create value.
Well, sounds like a really interesting way to go about it, a unique niche and a great strategy. Theo, wish you the best of luck, and thanks so much for coming on the show.
Thank you, Kerry. Appreciate your time.
FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get 3 free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.